Here he is, the one, the only... Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000.
Roger, we have two very special young guests who are waiting to come out here now and meet you. They're Candy Bergen and Melinda Mark. So, girls, come out and see Groucho, please.
Candy Bergen and Melinda Marks. Now, which one is Candy Bergen?
I'm Candy Bergen.
Oh, and you must be Melinda Marks, huh? What do you know? I never heard of either one of them. Girls, if you say the secret word, you know, you split $100 with me. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Candy, it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful girl, and so are you. Now, I know all about you, but I'm sure our listeners don't, so would you tell the audience what your father does and who he is?
He's not doing anything right now.
Well, you know, there's 5 million people out of work. He may get a job soon. Who is he? What is your father's name?
Edgar Bergen.
Your father is Edgar Bergen, the Swedish Nightingale?
Yeah.
Well, then your brothers must be Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snyder, huh?
Yes, I know.
Melinda, if I'm correct now, correct me if I'm wrong. You're 15 years old, is that right?
Daddy, you know I'm 11 and a half.
How old are you, Candy?
I'm 11 and a half.
Copycat. How is it you're both the same age, and your father is Edgar Bergen, and Melinda's father is Groucho Marx?
Well, that's life, I guess.
So what are your favorite TV shows, Candy?
Oh, I like science fiction theater, Gunsmoke, Wyatt Earp, Cheyenne, Bachelor Father, Danny Thomas, and a lot of others.
I didn't even come in seventh on that list. It's lucky she's not the Nielsen. Melinda, who are your favorite comedians? In other words, who are the funniest people you know?
Well, I think you're the funniest of them all, but I like Richard Goldstone. I think he's very funny, and Topper Wittenberg.
Topper Wittenberg and Richard Goldstone? Are there some new comics on TV that I never heard of? What program are they on?
Well, they're not on any program. They're in our class at school.
Well, that explains it. I can't compete with them. I'm just not in their class. They're in the sixth grade, and I never got further than the third. Well, it's been a lot of fun talking to you girls, and I hope we meet again someday. But now we're going to play You Bet Your Life. Now, this is the reason Candy and Melinda are on the show tonight. They've been after me for a long time to give them a chance to win some money for the Girl Scouts. And just to make sure they win some money, I'm going to ask George Fenneman, who also has 7 kids of his own. I'm going to let him ask the questions, and I'll join the girls in the quiz. Are you ready, George?
Yes, I am, Groucho.
May I offer you my seat?
Oh, all right.
I may need it later, but...
I think I'm going to enjoy this, because we have a little surprise for you, Groucho.
You have, eh?
Yes, we're not going to use the category you studied. As a matter of fact...
I've been double-crossed.
When you hear the rest, we went to the Beverly Hills school superintendent, and together with these people, we prepared a test taken from the sixth grade. In other words, questions that any sixth grader can answer, and I have them right here. I don't know how long I've got my
moment.
Job.
I only went to the third grade. I can't answer these questions.
You need any help, you think?
Your father is out here, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Edgar. Edgar Bergen.
Yeah.
Edgar, what class did you go to in school?
What class?
I mean, how high did you go?
Well, when I got into college, I had a little trouble there. I was in summer school most of the time to get reinstated for the fall term.
You went as far as college?
Yeah.
I'll let you handle this by yourself.
Are you ready? Hey, Seth?
Are you ready?
All right, here's number one.
Are you ready?
Go ahead, Candy. Go ahead.
What about you? Are you ready?
And here's the question.
Okay.
The Egyptians invented a means of writing by picture. What is it called?
Now, which Egyptians are these?
Why don't you...
Are these the old Egyptians?
Why don't you talk it over among yourselves there?
What are you doing later on? Would you mind repeating the question?
The Egyptians invented a means of writing by picture. What is this means of writing call.
Well, I mean, which company was it? Was it MGM or Paramount?
No, this is historical Egyptians.
They wrote by pictures? Well, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. You got any answer to this problem?
No, I think it over.
Huh? Well, tell me.
You got it, have you?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Hieroglyphics?
That's right. Yeah. You have one right. Three more right.
I was going to say papyrus. Is that, would that be right?
Well, that's what they wrote on, isn't it?
Yes. What?
You want
they
them?
Wrote on hieroglyphics?
How about question two? Would you settle for that?
Well, I'm not satisfied with question one, but let's go ahead. This is the attitude you're going to assume.
Who was the king of Babylonia, famous for his code of law?
Babylonia? Isn't that what hangs in a delicatessen?
No, no.
All right, guys.
You're late, yeah. Meg.
All right. Wish I'd brought him tonight.
Can't you call him?
I brought Mortimer, I think.
Well, now, what was the question?
I've even forgotten it.
Who was the... about hieroglyphics.
No, you've already gotten that. Who was the great king of Babylonia, famous for his code of laws?
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Was it Jerry Geisler?
I'm sorry, the answer was Hammurabi.
Oh.
Hammurabi?
Hammurabi.
Well, you knew
you should have known that. You went to college.
I haven't read the paper for 3 days,
either. All right, now we have one wrong. Don't get the next one wrong or you're out of the game. And here's the next question.
Well, now that we know the answer, can we have that same question over again?
What are the mountains that separate France from Spain?
The Pyrenees.
Say it. You got it.
It's P-Y... N-E-E or something like that.
Well, you know what it is.
Yeah,
you said it. Say it again.
Pioneer.
That's right. Yeah. You have one right. What do you call the imaginary lines which circle the globe parallel to the equator?
The Maginot Line.
No.
The Wash Line.
Now, wait a minute. Which one?
The circle, go this way?
The ones that no, parallel to the equator.
Oh, latitude.
Well, you're right. You now have two right. What was the
that
former...
an easy one, will
this
you?
Is easy. What was the former name of Istanbul?
Oh.
What is the farmer's name in Istanbul?
You got a little friend working over here, you know.
Constantinople?
You're right, Constantinople. Now we have three rights.
Three rights.
You'll almost have your $1,000. If you get this next one right.
$1,000?
Yes, you'll have it. See, you want to play the game with me here?
Yeah.
How many degrees in a circle?
360. No.
That's
right. You're right.
Yeah.
Three, four in a row. You've gotten four in a row and you've got $1,000 for the Girl Scouts, haven't you? And would you please take your chair back?
Now? Thanks, Edgar.
Thanks, Tom.